Hi, Andre. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you.
Tell us your username on Audiobo.
It's a freaky foof. Very strange, I know, but it's FreakyFwoof.
Well, you're one of our prolific booers. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well. Oh, yep. One of our VI booers. Right, so we're at Site Village today, and I've got to say, I was quite a little bit dubious about these talking cash machines, ATMs. Tell me why they're great.
Okay, you come home from work and you've just got this lovely paycheck and you know the money's not there yet, but you know you want to go spend some of it. So, you know, you're a VI person, you can't see or you can see very little, and you don't want to always have to go into a bank to get someone to help you to use a cash machine. That's unacceptable, especially when if you have a lot of money, or even if you don't. I nearly was robbed at a cash machine in 2000, but due to CCTV, I wasn't.
Thank God.
So I go up to a cash machine now. I carry headphones with me, and Barclays are actually giving away a free set of headphones as you go to the stall now. You plug in the headphones, and it basically simplifies the cash machine down to a very few buttons, all the keypad and the buttons along the right-hand side. So you don't need the buttons alongside of the screen, and it kind of changes the interface that you're used to. But the fact that it talks and does what you want it to do and need it to do is a step in the right direction.
How long have you waited for something as clever as that?
Well, do you know, I'm actually not sure of the answer of this. I've always been around people. My family's completely sighted. My wife is sighted. So I've never necessarily thought about it, which is perhaps shallow on my part. I've always thought it'd be nice to have, but I've never, you know, cringed about not having so. But now I have it. I wouldn't want to be without it. It gives me a sense of independence that I might not have otherwise had before. And I fully intend to utilise that to the best of my ability.
So they're actually up and running. It is live now, isn't it?
I think the number is 70,000 cash machines nationwide at Barclays branches. Don't quote me on that. Speak to the representative in question. But I think that's the number I was quoted. And they're live at this very moment.
Well, I think that's a real big up for Barclays Bank. You've done a great thing. They have, haven't they?
They've done a really good thing, and hopefully other people will catch on as well. I had actually seen at the Ladbroke Grove ATM, outside of Ladbroke Grove Tube Station, a cash machine that always had a headphone socket, but I never had headphones with me at the times I was at it to try it out. And I was told that they've always had them, but may have been dummy terminals anyway, didn't do anything. So I'd have been a bit stupid plugging it in and going, it doesn't work. So now I actually want to do it and go find out for myself if this is the case. And I'll tell you another thing why I didn't really want it before, but I've given up feeling this way, is that I was self-conscious to be standing up and listening to all the prompts and making people wait in the queue. But as far as I'm concerned, it's my money, sod them, they can wait a bit longer.
Absolutely right.
I'll change my tune on this fact.
No, that's right. I think sometimes we can be too nice. You know, we don't want to bother other people because you've got to wait. But actually, they can wait.
They can wait, sod them.
Yeah.
Or go to another machine. Usually there's two or three in a line anyway.
Yeah.
It's not often you find just one, unless it's like a Tesco's or a petrol station.
Do you find people are more like willing to help you because you've been visually impaired? I was out the other day with Louise, and a group of people saw Louise had a white cane and just walked in front of us and basically blocked our... I was outraged.
Sometimes they do. You know what it is? It depends if you travel by yourself. If you're clearly not with somebody, then yes. I went to the Apple store the other day via Covent Garden. At Covent Garden. I went via Piccadilly Circus. So I got on at Kilburn Park. I went to Piccadilly Circus. And I had help from every step of the way.
Wow.
And TfL were fantastic. And actually, one of these Chinese passengers decided that she wanted to help me out, thinking that I just was leaving. It was kind of an English barrier, but I said, I'm not leaving yet. I've got to catch another train. So she then took me to the nearest member of staff, you know? So it really does depend.
Oh, so you have more good experiences than bad.
Yeah, I mean, my best experience is probably, or not best, but one of them, is late at night, I was coming back from Worcester on a train at Paddington, massive station, Paddington. And I got in, I think the train was somewhat delayed. So the assistance I had booked decided they weren't going to wait around. It was about 11:30 at night on a Friday, and this New Zealand passenger who was actually missing her train to help me, who was just a tourist, got me on the train before going and sorting herself out, and I just thought that was one of the nicest things that ever happened to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.